Third reason for running a factorial design, test generality. Run those convergence studies across the different elements of external validity to see whether or not you get the same answer. So it starts out with a simple computer versus lecture. When we ran this study, we had to make some choices. We chose college students, we chose a lecture setting, and we chose to teach psychology. And then we took a look at how we had the extra practice or the homework or the exam prep set up. And we found results. Now, it's important to check whether changing those selections changes the results. If there is no interaction, if when we include those other elements as a second independent variable, population, setting, and task stimulus, if there is no interaction, then the results don't depend upon the population, the task stimulus, and the setting, etc. We don't need to know. We need to know that. If there is no interaction, we need to know whether we can apply this in our theory or practice. However, if there is an interaction, we need to know that. So we can't assume generalizability. And we really can't take the time and the expense of running completely separate studies, because we would prefer to look at both replication and extension in the same study, because we get more out of it. If somebody runs a study one way and finds this, somebody else runs a study a different way, say with a different population, and gets a different result, you don't know if it really is the population or just they didn't quite run exactly the same study. But if I replicate your results and add a population and find a difference, now they were both, at least, both run by the same person. So there's more comparability by putting things into factorial designs. And so we might look at treatment versus control, also looking at a college and a high school population. This is our replication, this is our extension. We might look at both a psychology and a philosophy topic. This is our replication, this is our generalizability. And we might look at both a lecture and an online sort of course. This is our replication, this is our generalizability. And I want to notice by getting them all up here that some part of each of these is a replication. This is where replication comes from. You rarely rerun the same study again and again and again because nobody's going to pay for it or take the time for it. You have to work replications into your extensions and your convergence and your novel hypothesis tests. It's a really good thing to do because very often you can get a second or even a third publication out of a big old expensive set of data by actually talking about when do we get replication and not. And so very often you can get a methods paper out of that same data set. And the new part is the novel information that tests our generalizability. Now keep in mind that if we wanted to, we could run all of these studies at once. We could run a four-way where we've got treatment and control for psych and philosophy, college and high school, lecture and online. Now, in this particular example, you could actually have all of those conditions. But sometimes when you start expanding things, some conditions don't exist. And so it makes it difficult to put this in. For example, you might struggle a little bit to fill up psychology versus philosophy for high school students. But you put the energy in, I can tell you where to go get at least some of that. The lecture and the online, there was a time when this would have been your problem, but now there's lots of both of these going on. And so we're going to go beyond just two-way factorial designs. We're also going to look at three-way factorial designs. We're not going to do four ways because it just hurts too much. If we get pretty good at three ways, you will be ready to do a four-way if you need to. Three-way is sort of the breaking point.